अखण्डमण्डलाकारम् व्याप्तं येन चराचरम् यत्पदं दर्शितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। ॐ भूर्भुवस्वः तत्सवितुर्वरेण्यम् भर्गो देवस्य धीमहि धियो यो नः प्रचोदयात्। What we are trying to understand is the first desire of Parampujya Gurudeva. Parampujya Gurudeva, whenever I use it, I talk about Parampujya Sri Ram Sharma Acharya. Whenever I use it, you always remember that. Parampujya Gurudeva. What we have to learn is first understand the syllabus and the desires of Parampujya Gurudev. There are two things. One thing is what you are going to learn. This has nothing to do with Parampujya Gurudev. It is what you have to learn. But there is a desire which we want also. Whenever you go to a class, anywhere, you have to learn the desire of Parampujya Gurudev. The desire of Parampujya Gurudev. It is his desire. His desire is that he wants 1 lakh Brahmins of human beings. He wants minimum 1 lakh Brahmins from the world. That was his desire. But I have my own desire. I want 1 lakh Brahmins from Andhra Pradesh, not from the world. That is the difference. It is only a question of number. The number is the same, 1 lakh. This is the desire which only I am talking with anyone to see if I can get first 1 lakh Parampujya Gurudev in the world. And if possible, 1 lakh Brahmins in India, especially Andhra Pradesh. So you should know what I am going to become from MBBS to MD to DM. Have you able to understand the relent what I am now telling about the desire in MBBS, MD and DM? I told you that when something wants to learn, you go to a smaller and smaller area, knowing more. So he said 1 lakh in the world. Okay, MBBS. 1 lakh people. Brahmins. No, I don't want an MBBS. I want an MD. So what do I mean? 1 lakh in India. And now I want DM. Small near, getting more. I want in Andhra Pradesh. I don't know whether Param Pooja Gurudev gets his MBBS people or the Shanti Kunji people will get the Indian MDs or my Andhra Pradesh will get not MDs, DMs. Got the point? That's what I'm trying to tell you. It is a vertical. Vertical in what? Going up. 1 lakh coming up. So that is the Param Pooja Gurudev's desire for me. And I have decided to do it. And I don't know whether you are in those 1 lakh people or not. I don't know. And I want it in Andhra Pradesh. Then only I can become a DM, not again. It's not being the first 2D, only MBBS, what is the use of it? So that is just what I was thinking about those things. Shivdi say, when I was just coming back, he said, do you think it is so difficult? It is already over. This is what he said. I don't know what he means. This is what he said. So, one thing I am very clear that what Param Pooja Gurudev has wanted and the DM, his classes I am talking about. 1 lakh in Andhra Pradesh. Brahmins. I want Brahmins. That is the desire of them. But there are many people who are not interested about the degrees. Because if you want a degree, well, you have to go for the examination. Without going to an examination, you will not get the degree, even though you may read all these things. So if you don't go for the examination, I don't know whether first you have to go to the examination. And then if you pass, well, you can become a DM. It is the number of questions. What I am telling about is not about a subject. When I am taking these lakh numbers, I am not telling that you get a higher education as if MBBS, the MD, the DM. Generally we feel that they are learning more and more for something which is less and less. Is it very clear? That education we never talk, because the Param Pooja Gurudev will always talk about Purnamada, Purnamidam, Purnat Purnamudachyate, Purnasya Purnamadaya, dot 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 dot. So, whether your MBBS or MDs or DMs getting less but more about the small. Am I right? You understood what I am telling? But when a Guruji is talking about the knowledge, they say Purnamada, Purnamidam, Purnat, Purnamadachate, Purnashya, Purnamadaya, Purnamadaya. So naturally, whether MBBS studies the classes or the MDDM or any Guru, in the future also, he will have to learn the same class. There is nothing more to know. So, the question of being, the difference is, I am not talking about the knowledge. I am talking about the numbers. That is the difference. Have you understood what I am trying to tell? So, if you think that we are knowing more than MD is lessing than DM knowledge, or maybe MBBS less than an MD, you have to don't understand here. In all these three levels, for your education, there is levels about the knowledge. The higher knows, more knowledge, lesser, lesser. But in Vidya, yesterday I told you about Vidya. Vidya, there is no difference about the subject. Everyone, whether they go to the class, gets a degree, or if he sit down himself and learns the subject, all get the same knowledge. In spiritualism, there are different knowledge level is not there. Either you know it or you don't know it. That is as simple as that. And one who knows, he knows. One who doesn't know, does not know. And those who knows, there are no classes. That someone has something less, or someone has all knows everything, everything, everything. That's why, as I am telling you, when I am talking about the Andhra Pradesh getting 1 lakh people, they are the same people, whether they live at Shanti Kunj or in the world, we are living the same. The language may change. We may be telling in Telugu or in Hindi or English, because I know only these two languages. But there are others who know the other languages, they also give the same thing. So, the desire of Param Puja Gurudev has nothing to do with a level of knowledge. His desire is the number of numbers. How many numbers are for him? For this spiritual knowledge, the Vidya, no Shiksha. And because you are not going to read any Shiksha, you cannot be punished. Because Shiksha means, another meaning is punishment. You don't have it because we are not reading any Shiksha. We are reading about what? Vidya. In knowledge, there are only two levels. Either you know it or you don't know it. What you know is Vidya. What you have not known is Avidya. There is only two classes. If anyone has passed Vidya, all are Vidya. There are no levels there. And if he doesn't know the Vidya, the only thing is known as Avidya. Only two levels. So when you are talking about the spiritual knowledge, what Param Puja Gurudev has asked, he could clearly tell you the quantity of Vidya. He is not telling about the levels of Vidya. You can't do it. Whether you know Vidya or you don't know Vidya, that's all. But what Param Puja Gurudev is trying is, I want the quantity of those who know the Vidya. Quantity people. How? You have one sugar, a small grain of sugar, and one has 2000 kgs of sugar. You know the same thing. The taste, whether you take that or this, is only the difference in numbers of quantities of sugar particles. But the sugar is one and the same. That 1 lakh people I want in Andhra Pradesh. Are you able to understand? Once who knows it, he has the same taste. But only those people who can taste it. How many people know about it? But when they taste it, it is one and the same whether you are loving it or Parampuja Gurudev has tasted it. There is a difference I am talking. It is a question of numbers. Always remember, when you are learning to this knowledge and you think that you are getting more and more knowledge, has no meaning about it. Because the simple vidya, you know vidya? Vidya means whether you know it or you don't know it, that's all. Do you think there are any levels in knowledge? Is it possible? The difference you have to read again and again about what I am telling, and thus such type of people I want in Andhra Pradesh. So I don't want any avidya. I want vidya. Very clear? So this difference, if you don't understand, again you will make gradations in vidya. It's your fault. That means the vidya you have learned is not fully vidya. Amidya is there. That is your fault. There is a light there. Here is a light there. Is it one and the same? The light there and the light in the truth. The light, is it one or different? That is exactly what today Siddhi Sai also told. Why do you worry about that? And I am not going to give any examination. And if you think that now I have in anger, I am just telling to my Siddhi Sai just now and to Parampuja Gurudev that I am taking this. Where are the people? Where are the people? When you are reading a subject of such level, do you know it is the last class in education of humankind? This education is not for you. For whom? For the humankind. Can you understand what it means? If anyone from animal levels goes to human level, he has to learn this knowledge. And until and unless he gets this knowledge, whatever number of births you want to take, take. Until and unless you know this, you are not free from this. Not with this body, but freedom of animals. And many people think reading that they are breathing for moksha. I never heard Lord Krishna talking about any liberation. Because he always said that whenever there is an adharma, who will fight? And then what moksha is there? I think he is the, as you say, I think he is the most foolish man on the eras. Because he says, I want to help. Whenever somewhere is an adharma, he has to come back. And comes to whom? To the humans. And what are the humans doing? What are they doing? Only Arjuna could do. One single Arjuna is there who could do what Arjuna has said. None else in the world have now seen who talk about making themselves another Arjuna. They read Gita. I'm not hiding you. I am really explaining you to understand the real knowledge you have to know. Don't think that I'll stop. I just showed a joke. going there and coming. Why you are looking there when she is going for water? Like, why should your eyes go there? And I am telling about the real subject. I am not here telling you that I am chiding you, that you are dead, why did you do all these things. I am not talking about you. I am telling you the faults which you have to know, the faults that is happening when you are doing. Arjuna was the best archery of Drona. Why? Do you know, when a small example in his probably 9 years or 10 years or as year, you know the bow being to be used to pick the eye of a bird? Many people said they will do it. The Drona said, put your bow, you can't use it. And there were some people who could go, no, at least we could shoot the bird. He said, no, that will not help. Only Arjuna could say, I don't know, I am only seeing, I never heard about what you have told. You said, the eye of the bird has to be. Then where should he be, his eyes? And where were your eyes? Where were your eyes? I don't know. That's what I am telling you, how to be correct. I don't know how you will learn it. And maybe they are going, but still you are looking at me, but you are thinking, no, she has gone there. Then also your eyes is not here. And if you are concentrated on me, you can't go there. You can't. You can't hear anything. That is the ekagrata. You have to learn to know vidya. All these situations, I am not saying because of any anger. I am saying only the faults you already do, don't do that. And I have already told you, whether you hear it or you don't hear it or anyone hears, I am going to go to the classes for the 1 lakh people. And to whose 1 lakh people the knowledge will go, it is not in my hands. The lecturer, I teach students, but they know the subject that I have told is not examined by me. I don't give the paper. I don't know. I don't know who is going to see, to know whether they could write it or not. They show me better. No, I only this much. But your examination, and how you have to be ticked, whether you have done it correctly or not, and the result, is it in my hand? Is there any, the only thing, the point I have is, I can give you the subject. But you have to learn, and you should know where to go for the examination point. I just can't understand about that foolishness. Just there is an examination in your physical degree. For vidya also there is examination point. You always remember that whatever happens on the physical point is there because it has something there above. Always remember that. And what you have here must be somewhere there in the higher levels. But what is there already or something different in the higher levels, if you don't have a physical point, you will never know about it. So the physical body can have that power to know all the levels. That's why I am telling you. And for a simple physical point, you are being given an examination, admission test, an admit card. Then naturally it must have been there also. Simple logic. As simple as that, if you understand the rule. Why? Because what is here must have been from there. I am telling you, the real basic of Vidya. So if something happens here, naturally the all other four levels, the physical, the kama, the manomaya, the vijnanamaya, the anandamaya, is there because you are here. But someone is there in the higher level, he may not be knowing what is happening here. And they will never know it. If they want to know, and they want to meet something on the physical body, they must have a body. They should get a body. And those who get from higher levels this physical body, we call them as avatar. Avatar means who comes down. You don't know even the meaning of it. So what does it mean? That he is of some higher level, but only to talk with physical body he has come for avatara. And there are only 10 levels of people who can come down. Those who are in the higher levels, everyone wants to come. They also have their own problems. So anything wants to talk with the human being and want to do something with them. And if you think that they are just telling you about some moksha, it is foolishness. Just to free you, who they are themselves coming from a physical body and wants you to tell that, forget those people that they are wrong. But the first thing about all these things is, don't ask anything to others. The only thing is, you don't do it. You are not going to there to teach. Who will teach? The teacher will tell. Are you a teacher of those who are telling all these things? You are learning it. And you go out and tell you just because they have known. Do you know? Your freedom has no meaning. How can you have a right to say that? You are not a teacher. Can you go to the class and tell whatever subject you want to tell, even though you have passed it? Even though one is a MSc PhD, he can't go to a 10th class student and talk until he has been ticked as a teacher. Somebody has to give him a point. Yes. And a man who goes to a school cannot teach the same thing in another school. Are you understanding? Then why should you talk about others? The first rule of knowing this knowledge is, you people can discuss. Students can talk. Who may be from other schools also. Suppose one is studying MSc Chemistry in some university, and his student reads MSc from another student of another university. They can talk. They can learn. They can grow. But they are not teachers. Therefore, if they know more than them, until and unless he is a lecturer ticked by UGC and by the university and probably the college who puts it, you are not able to talk about this with others. But the students, will pick the subject with themselves. The students will talk it, no doubt about it. With others, if you talk it, it is foolishness, it is wrong. And maybe there is a tremendous burden of karma you have to later see the prarabdha. By telling something, a real something, a formula which you know. As a student you may know it, but if outside the class you tell it, there is a karma. Very dangerous. That is what I am telling you. I am really telling you about Vidya. The real Vidya's first rule I have told you, ekagrata. So all this I am not telling because I am some anger. I took it as an answer to tell what you have done and how to correct it. So if you feel that I am anger, I was very bad, you just don't understood. I am not doing anything, but I am telling you the real fundamentals of Vidya. What is the first Vidya? Ekagrata. Ekagrata of what? Of an Arjuna to the eye of a bird. If that is there, can you see anyone doing anything? Correct it. That is what I am trying to tell you in this class. You learn it with and don't do it outside. When I am here, if you can try, you will certainly learn it, because I know what it is. If you talk, who doesn't know about it, what is the use? What will you use it? So here, these classes are really practical classes. And you should understand what I am trying to tell you. When I was telling you about Vidya and Avidya, I told you that if you know Vidya, it is full Vidya. Purnamada, Purnamidam, you know everything. And if you don't know Vidya, it is Avidya. That's the first point I have told you. What is the further point I told you? You should know what is Ekagrata. Until and unless you are in the real Ekagrata of an Arjun, you will be missing the jump from Avidya to Vidya. What can be then? There will be differences in Avidya. Dense Avidya or a bit lesser Avidya, or but all is Avidya. As simple as that. So what we are doing here, we are doing Avidya, but maybe almost to the point of jumping Avidya to get into Vidya. So don't, when you pass these classes and your mind there in this, don't think it is wrong. But you have not missed the Ekagrata. And you think it is very difficult to learn Ekagrata, go to a movie. So many people are sitting in the hall. Is it not an Ekagrata? Everyone is seeing to the screen. Don't you think so? All probably about 1,000 or more people are seeing the screen in the moon. Don't you think? Are they here about what the other man is doing? If it is a boring picture, maybe. But if you really look at movie, all those thousands, real Ekagrata. Real Ekagrata. Do you know what the other man is doing? The just man who is sitting before you in the classes, in the cinema, do you really think the other man is doing? You are looking to the screen. Real Ekagrata. So if a simple cinema, you have this Ekagrata. Why not for this? Because you don't have any Ekagrata. You say, but if you see a cinema for 3 hour Ekagrata, and in this class you can't have an Ekagrata, what does it mean? You are not interested in it. Always remember, Ekagrata means interest. More the interest, more Ekagrata. Do you know what I am telling? I am not just giving you an example. I am telling you a technique. As the interest is there and goes, naturally your Ekagrata goes. As simple as that. So in these classes, what should you learn? Concentration, Ekagrata. Practice it. Just by repeating it, in knowing it, and interest if you develop, Ekagrata comes by itself. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Very clear? So anyway, what I'm trying to tell you about is my Param Pujya Gurudev's goal is important for me, not for you. There's a difference. All of you, be very, very clear about it. I want 1 lakh Brahmins and I want to do it because it is my desire which I want to give to my Param Pujya Gurudev. Can you be a part of those 1 lakh Brahmin? Is your interest. You may not be, but learn, you can learn the Brahmin. Not necessary. Because if you want to become his 1 lakh people, you'll have to pay many examinations. And the very most people type of examination in vidya is different from avidya. In avidya is nothing but getting small and small about something more. That is the real avidya. So as you know more and more, don't you think that the avidya is more? In an MBBS you could know about the whole body. But in MD-DM what is happening? Your knowledge is coming small and small. That is avidya. So don't you... Why I am telling you those, so many things? Because in spiritual examination, trial were preparing to put some examinations. Foolishness. If what he already knows, will there be an examination for him? Do you think? No examination. He knows. And those who doesn't know about it, can there be an examination? Is it possible? But in avidya it is possible. That foolishness is happening. In that I have already told you, the failed in vidya because you want to learn vidya by a technique of avidya. Be very clear, I am telling you something very, very important point. So when you are doing these classes, many people tell me that the Yogeshwarpi for Param Pujya Gurudev has given the tick, but he doesn't see Yogeshwarpi. For you it means that, because your avidya is like that. But when a Guru, Param Pujya Gurudev says it is Yogeshwarpi, he is in Yogeshwarpi, that's all, is over. I don't know how you can understand that. Because when we are doing in ourselves, we say Nigashilpa got an examination from Param Pujya Gurudev's class. But what is he doing? I don't think that he is doing any Nigashilpi work. Then your brain is avidya. Because you are giving the level of thinking about spiritual powers of vidya in the eyes of avidya. As simple as that. Be very careful. So the moment you are with the Guru, you are with whom? With a Guru. You are understanding what I am telling you? You are linked with Guru. Finish the length, line. What I am going to tell. If you are with a Guru, the light is there, the torch is there. There may be darkness everywhere, but you have a torch here. For you it is light. So when you are with a Guru, I can't understand how you can have avidya. You may think avidya because probably you are not able to see a torch, but maybe the torch are using the photograph of a torch. You take the photo of sun and put in your house, will you get any light? You can't, even though it is the photo of a sun. As simple as that. But now the question comes. If you are with the Guru, you can never know. You will never know darkness. But if the photo of a guru is there, you are a darkness. Am I clear what I am trying to tell you? If you are with a guru, it is always light. A small torch is enough. For you it is light. You know, you go to lakhs and lakhs of miles in darkness. If you have a torch in your hand, one by step, the light is there. Everywhere there is darkness, but you can go. But the point is, you should use the steps. If you sit in the home and put the torch there, the torch will be there, even then. But that darkness is only for you. But if you have a torch with you, and you move to a goal, then whoever wants to go to that goal, this torch is enough. If they have the same goal, whoever can use the torch can go there. As simple as that. Are you trying to understand the principles of vidya? Because you have to wash your avidya first of thinking about this examination. There are no examinations. Whether you have a guru is there, or if you do not have a guru. That is a very simple thing. If you have a guru, the light is there. You can see anything, anything. Naturally. If don't have a light, but his photograph, what is the use? That's the difference. But then you have to know something more. Any photograph can be a living guru. Thousands of examinations are there, where a Shirdi Sai's photo is enough, as if Shirdi is there. Literally, it is not a photo, it is a real guru. And do you think if one only in the world, and the only Nobel Prize in Shirdi Sai has got, that his photograph can become his? Or all gurus? All gurus, because all gurus are like that. The difference is, probably a living guru also, you are making him a photograph. As simple as that. The torch is there, the switch is there, but you have put your own hand. What will the light do? What can the guru do? Again the darkness. So you have to be very, very... There is no problem there. If a guru is there, there is a light. It is as simple as that. It will never be that which is dark. If the guru is there, it is always light. And if you don't have a guru, maybe you can get your own guru from inside, like Ramana Maharshi says. You can get that also. Am I telling to understand what I am telling you? If once you have a guru, whether he is inside or any guru, you have no problems in your life. It can't be. Impossible. But you are getting this problem, this problem, this problem, that problem, then what does it mean? You are only having a photograph of the guru. You are not seeing the guru there. As simple as that. Why I am telling about? I started with attention, concentration, ekagrata. Can you link what I am telling you? If the photo of a guru can be concentrated upon, if it is ekagrata, then he is your guru everywhere. As simple as that. As simple, how to get a torch? How difficult it is? Is it very difficult to get light in darkness? Is it very difficult? put a switch, finish, it is the Guru will do it. As simple as that. But what you have to do, you should see the direction in which the light is being given. Then only you will get some darkness. As simple as that. So in this class, what I am telling to you is, if your brain is correctly there, your brain has the light, the first step and the last step of a rishi is there. A rishi is one who has light. First step. And once you have a light in your brain, for that there are so many examinations. They put tratakas, thinking about the Guru himself, meditating on the Guru, I don't know. You are seeing a Guru and you are not getting any light. I don't know who is wrong. Is the Guru or you? The light? The Guru is always light. How can you stop it? So if you have these problems, what is the mistake? You are not looking at the photo, but you are not looking at the Guru in the photo. As simple as that. And if you can do it, you have become a rishi. As simple as that. And already people who have rishis and I sitting here is very dangerous. Is it not? So you rishis, learn this brain lightness in your brain and give me some light. Jai Gurudev.